Please let this not be the fifth no-show in a row. Please.
Sorry, are you talking to me? Oh, no. I'm not ordering anything today. Thank you, though. I'm just, I'm waiting for someone. Thanks a ton. Hello? Are you waving at me? Hi. Are you waiting for someone too? You mind if I take a seat? Thanks. Oh, what? Oh, me? Sorry, I'm doing fine. Definitely better now that I'm inside and out of the weather. Yeah, it's a bit crazy out there tonight, huh? How about yourself? Anything in particular going on with you tonight? Not much either. Well, I always say that it's better to not be doing much than to be doing too much, right? Oh, sorry, I just thinking, I don't know if this is, like, the best, quote-unquote, icebreaker, but, I was kind of super nervous, showing up to this. Well, yeah, one because I've never done this, but other reasons too. I tend to get super nervous before going to do something different or kind of out of my usual comfort zone, but once I get there and have a chance to feel cozy and actually talk to a person, I tend to get back to my usual not quite as anxious self. You were a bit nervous too? Hey, completely get it. Doing meetups with a new person can be hard enough, but a blind date? I literally couldn't blame a person for not getting at least a little bit nervous over that. Yeah, I don't know, I think that might be why I tend to sometimes resort a bit to comedy and trying to find conversation pieces with people. Usually helps to get the other person, who can sometimes be in the same boat as me, like nervous, anxiety-wise, kind of settle down. You want a sample as to what I mean? Hey, what you drinking there? You got a coffee or something, I assume? Me? No. Never really been the type to want to suck down bean piss. Have you really never heard that one before? Yeah, I mean, if you really think about what coffee is, it's just squeezing the piss out of a bean. So it's bean piss. Yeah, I guess if they named it that, the sales might go down a little bit. Huh? Like, imagine walking into a cafe and asking the worker, "Hey, can I get that caramel mocha bean piss?" I kind of want to try that now, though. See? I told you it works a bit. I can already feel us livening up a little bit. Not to mention you have a lovely laugh and smile. Yes, I do mean that. You got a lovely smile. It's very inviting and sweet. You think the same for me? Why, thank you, dear, but I do not buy it for a second. You're lying. Oh, you mean it too. Well, I can't argue with that logic. Hey, can I ask you something? Why'd you end up trying out this? The whole blind date rather than going on, like, Tinder or something like that? No way! Shut up! Same here! My bestie told me to try this out too! Wow, that is actually crazy. Yes, I thought the exact same thing. Like, I've already been stood up so many fucking times by weirdos. Why would I, like, want to try out something that's with a complete stranger? But then my bestie explained how some people will tend to dip out of a date off of overthinking about something someone said or no ideas of how they feel about them or how they look.
Or they just notice you don't want to have sex on the first date, but that's beside the point.
Yeah, I have never been the type to want to do that kind of stuff, especially on the first date. I don't understand people who like that. Yeah, it's like you don't even know them and you want to just have sex with them. I mean, to each their own and all that, but I just have a lot more fun doing that sort of stuff and honestly being with someone I can giggle with or, you know, if we're not feeling stuff that day, we can do it another night. You know? Oh shit. No, it's fine. I realized I didn't ask about your name or your age. Kind of forgot how blind this whole date was. Gotcha. Well, it's been lovely to have met, talked for a while, then gone to know your name. You can call me Cal. I'm 20. Oh, hey, before I forget too, what pronouns do you go by? I use he slash him. Well, of course I want to ask. I want you to feel comfortable, and I'd hate to misgender you or make you feel uncomfortable, you know? Gotcha. Well, again, it's been a pleasure to meet you, dear. And it is getting a little bit late for me, and I'm sorry this wasn't as long as I wanted it to be. I got really, really backed up today at work. I'm sorry, but I should probably get going. How'd I get here? I just walked. Wasn't really feeling like driving today, so yeah. You walked here too? How far do you live from here? Oh, that's not that bad. If you'd be down for it, want to walk back to yours together? Of course I mean that. It's a bit sketchy out here at night, so I'd appreciate the company too, and my place actually isn't too far from yours either. It'd be no hassle. Let's head out then. Yes, I'm hurrying, I'm hurrying! Ugh! Oh my god, I'm fucking soaked. Ugh. Well, this is what I get for not bringing my car. I'm gonna have to wring out my damn socks. It was nice at least getting to walk with you, though. Even if we're drenched. What are you grabbing? An umbrella? You're not gonna need an umbrella. You're already home. For me. That's super kind and all, but I don't want to just take your umbrella, dear. That's yours. I'm not taking it. What do you mean? I'm gonna be borrowing it. I'm not following, I'm sorry. You need my phone? Oh, sure, right here. Here, do you need to, like, call someone or something? Here. You could have asked earlier if you need to call. Hey, are you fucking texting on my phone? What are you doing, dear? Oh. You gave me your number? Are you being serious? Oh. You're such a warm person and you even give warm hugs. Even if we're drenched. Yeah, I had a lovely night as well with you. I really enjoyed your company. Even if your breath stinks a little bit like bean piss. Don't squeeze me. I'm kidding. Really, thanks so much for being so lovely. I was super nervous about this whole thing, but You made it really, really easy to feel calm. So I'll take it that you want to maybe see each other again? I don't know if this is too forward, but are you free, say, this weekend? I have all of this weekend off after 3. You've got a Saturday off? Then how does me coming by and getting us some food sound? I could bring my games, or we could watch a movie or something too if you're up for that. That sounds like heaven, honestly. Can I give you another hug? You'll do one better. Hey, I'm not that gullible. I think I know what you mean by that one. And yeah, I'd like that. Thank you for tonight, dear. And thanks for the umbrella. Lord knows I'll need it. Yeah. Feel free to text me, okay? I'd be more than lovely to chat with you. Or you can even call if you want. Yeah. Have a lovely night, and I'll be seeing you here on Saturday then, okay? Yeah. I guess for a not quite as blind date this time. Bye-bye then.